This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Counting the days, the minutes, the hours until we get back into your ears, into your heads. While we are now back focused on Monday, it's the 11th of May. May the 11th be with you. No, that doesn't, right? Doesn't quite. It was last Monday was May the 4th be with you, but May the 11th be with you doesn't work, does it, ladies? Too well. May the 11th.
Doesn't have the same ring.
Be with you. No, it does not. There's the voice of Victoria.
And also with you. I'll give you that.
Also with you. Jennifer Horn.
And with your spirit. It's out there.
And with your spirit. Yes, let's be all together. Continue to dream a little dream of us, if you will. Dreaming of lavender fields and turquoise seas and emerald isles and mountains that rise and fall and oceans that heave and sigh and jungles that give and take. That's what we're all dreaming about as the world kind of reopens a bit here and there. I have some interesting news pass along, at least info that I've picked up from various sources over the weekend, as have we all. Jennifer, please do us the pleasure of getting us started with something like Mike Pence and how he's doing with his project. Because it is his project, really, kind of. It's his, he's kind of the glue that's keeping all these people together. Did he make the decision?
He's working from home these days, which is actually right where I was going to start. And that is that even at the White House, there are going to be some people working from home. And Mike Pence is one of them. He's going to, at least in some ways, start to isolate a bit because his press secretary was diagnosed with coronavirus last week. The other interesting one is Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci's also self-quarantining. Now, he's only doing it, I guess, I don't know, lightly is how they would put it, because he's still going to testify before the Senate
on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But he was exposed to someone along with the FDA director and the CDC director. All three of them are trying to stay at home as much as possible because they were exposed to someone who also was diagnosed with coronavirus. So apparently this thing, as we are figuring out, can happen to anybody. There's no rules for how it affects people or who it affects. And so now we've got some of our highest leaders who are trying to quarantine to keep everybody safe, at least because of their exposure to people that were diagnosed.
So did I make my point well enough on Friday about Fauci and where he was connected to, where he came from, and my speculation or skepticism about him? And I don't want to go back.
You
to
tied
old.
It to that conspiracy theory video.
Yeah.
Plandemic.
Right.
Yeah. That which right. has okay. been over the weekend heavily discounted with
of course,
lots
people,
of fact checks.
Yeah, well, even if it's fact-checked, who's doing the fact-checking and where are they getting their facts? Now, that's the whole old business about Skype or whatever, not Skype. What's the Snopes that's run by George, what's-his-face, Soros? I hold with my own countenance, and I stick to my guns if I really, or if somebody can confuse, well, maybe, if you can confuse me enough to get me off my mark, or if you can convince me to get off my mark. I'm not convinced that Fauci is the hero that everybody, or not everybody, scratch everybody, but that some people think he is. I think he's a smart guy. I think he's an opportunist. I think he's done things that have been good, like all of us. There is none of us who hasn't done bad things in their life, and none of us who haven't done good things. It's the quality, not the quantity. So with him, it's a grain of salt, kind of. Now, there are some other things. In terms of where we are and why we are where we are, there are questions on both sides. For example, I would ask why it is that the administration didn't publish a guide by a group of disease experts detailing how to best reopen businesses. I thought that's what they wanted to do. It was a 17-page guide supposed to be published last Friday, offering specific safety recommendations for restaurants that are opening and schools and churches. The schools here are going to have summer graduation, as it turns out. I wonder how that's going to, if that be the same thing that happens around the country. So why is there, I'm sure there's a reason the White House had it published its own guide.
I don't think the White House has issued a statement as to why they haven't published it, but I think it's probably obvious that it contradicts with Trump's plan to reopen states, right? Okay. I mean, that would make sense.
Are you talking about the CDC guide?
Yes,
or
the CDC recommendations, yes, correct.
You said a group. I just didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the 17-page CDC thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they haven't published it either, and I think that there probably would be a statement on it today, but every state is reopening already. Every state seems to be trying to use the guidelines set forth, not only by the federal government, by local governments, to try to figure out what's most appropriate for them. So I don't even know if it does even matter if that's out, if already we've got states that are already kind of going through this process.
Mm-hmm.
I think New York and New Jersey and maybe Connecticut, Massachusetts, states that have been hit, California, have been hit hard, will probably follow those restaurant guidelines. And they're kind of simple things like paper menus that are disposable, so you're not handing the same menu over and over, which we've talked about, you know, in restaurants, the dirtiest things in a restaurant are the menus. They're never cleaned. So paper menus make sense. Disposable silverware, that makes sense. You know, things like that. I think you're probably going to see that happening a lot in, like I said, in New York, in maybe Los Angeles, you know, densely populated areas. So I think that's just a common sense approach to it for a while.
Yeah. Okay. So it's common sense, and there's a lack of that, it would seem to me, in some circumstances. A lot of people have been out this past weekend. There are a lot of folks who just have had enough of this, and they're not thinking necessarily about others. I think there's probably a point to wearing a mask, and when you're engaged with people in business.
Although now, didn't Fauci say, no, you don't have to wear a mask anymore?
Well, but who is he? I think it's a good idea.
Oh, my God, I can't. Oh, it changed again?
I don't know. I mean, to Doug's point about Fauci and all this stuff, look, I don't think Fauci's like this evil mastermind that planned.
No, I'm not suggesting he is. I think he's just an opportunist. Go ahead.
But I do think that there I'm going on based on facts, not on somebody's YouTube video. I haven't even watched the YouTube video about Plandemic yet because, we do know. How did you not watch it if you're talking about it?
Listen, I'm psychic. Go ahead.
Look, I have friends who were so into that movie Vaxxed and swore up and down and almost were cult-like status with it, and then the whole thing was debunked and the guy admitted that he lied about the whole thing. So it's just, you know, this is a shorter version.
I don't think there's anybody here lying about this.
No, but what we do know is that Fauci's worked for several administrations. The last time he was working for an administration.
Eight presidents, I think, right?
Yeah, during the Obama administration, and this is not a hit about Obama, although I can hit him for a lot of things these days. Well, no, believe me, there's a lot that I think he was spying on American people. I think he was a big part of all of trying to take down Trump. I'll tell you, I believe that that is true when it comes to Obama. But this is not a hit on Obama. Just the last administration, Fauci worked for him. And in it, he was the one who signed the check or signed the authorization to fund that lab in Wuhan where the disease leaked out. So
that actually got debunked, though, Jen. We talked about that last week.
It's not. The National Institute of Health, he was the one on the check. I've seen the check. I've seen the evidence that showed he was the one that funded that lab.
He funded individual groups, and one of the groups had a grant to buy, they purchased samples of the coronavirus from the lab. It's not exactly like, you can couch it different ways, but it sounds like, oh, well, he funded the lab, and that's actually not what happened. So
it was our money that funded it.
But he didn't fund the lab. They purchased samples from the lab, which is a different
He's
thing than
that
funding
keeps saying
the lab.
That that the disease doesn't come from that Wuhan lab. So you don't think by mistake that Fauci is saying, oh, that disease didn't come from that lab that might have my name on it. That to me is where he's kind of covering his own rear end by the fact that he keeps saying there's no evidence that it came from Wuhan, when I think most of us know that it came from Wuhan. He doesn't think so. So why is he the last one in the boat on this? I don't understand, other than maybe to protect some of the things that he'd done in the past. So that's...
We're all motivated by different things.
Right. That would be my biggest question when it comes to Fauci.
I think at the moment we're in, it's time to reopen. We're a very strong country. We're a capable country. We're a brave country. We're a resilient country. It was probably a good idea to a point to close down to slow the curve, but the curve has been slowed. Time to stand up and be counted, time to get to work, time to try to say, I know at least three or four people who have been in business that will never reopen again here in my community. And I think there are probably thousands like that around the country who have been so beleaguered.
And if you think, like, fine restaurants are going to open using those standards, like nice restaurants, there's no way. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a pretty disastrous thing as people start getting back to business, unfortunately.
Well, I think one of the things that we've talked a little bit about, we've helped Feeding America, the hunger rates have skyrocketed. 40% of small businesses, looking at some of the stats, depending on where you are going to fail. People's life work, people that I know who are good, intentioned, well, solid citizens, their life's work is gone. I know a couple of people who are in businesses in Ohio, where I went to school. I don't know how else to say this. They committed suicide because they have nothing left. Many people, as you know, their life is built around their work. It's not built around their family. It's not built around friends, but it's built around the work. That's just the way people identify themselves as they have, if they look for plumbers and carpenters, you know, people who have their own businesses. They've started little niche businesses. And so it's, we allowed ourselves to go in a particular direction. And for me, the thinking about this, I've been back and forth on this since we started. Average life expectancy in our country is about 78, 79. The average age of the COVID deaths is higher than the average age of deaths in general. So the antibody testing, the experts believing the number of actual cases could be 50 times what's been confirmed. That's because we don't have the testing and, you know, the actual death rate. I don't know. I find that the probable and the presumed and all that other stuff that's been used in CDC publications.
I don't know if I believe that the death rate in this country is going to be higher than we think it is. Because already, I don't know if I told you guys, but I'm hearing stories and I don't know how much. And I'm not poo-pooing it. I think this is serious. I think you guys know this. I don't want anybody to get it. But the things that make me question the death rate, I spoke with a friend of mine who's actually a great friend of my dad's, and he's no weirdo. He's a winemaker, very talented guy. And his daughter's, I don't know, his daughter's parents, or I think it was his daughter's parents, daughter-in-law's parents, excuse me, passed away. The father passed away, not because of coronavirus, because of something else. And the hospital offered them $10,000 if they would allow them to put coronavirus on the death certificate. Because hospitals are making that, yes, because hospitals are making so much more money for people who are using coronavirus on the death certificate. They're getting 20% more in payouts, and hospitals are empty right now. And
wow,
so they're trying
like
to
insurance
fight.
Fraud, right?
Well, yeah, it's government fraud.
A lot of people are desperate. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And
we
that's
created
what he was
a desperation that is there. I posted something on my personal Facebook page on Friday that is basically a counter money or life. What do we choose? It's 20 past the hour.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking advanced vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of advanced vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5946.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
At this point, it's 23 at the hour, by the way, on the DKB program for Monday the 11th. Jennifer and Victoria and you and me with a story that pretty much everybody my age talked about a lot over the weekend, the passing of pioneer Penniman, Richard Penniman. Penniman was his last name, but most people didn't know him as Richard Penniman. They knew him as Little Richard. Passed away over the weekend at the age of 87. His agent, been with him pretty much through his whole career, confirmed the passing, saying, "Little Richard passed away this morning from bone cancer. He was living with his brother in Nashville. He was battling for a good while, many years. I last spoke to him about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I knew he wasn't well, but he never really got into it. He would just say, 'I'm not well.' He's been suffering for a lot of years with aches and pains. If you ever saw him do a stage performance, the way he jumped around like Jackie Wilson, broke bones. Oh, my God. He was unbelievable on stage.
It's really strange when that message came out this weekend that he had passed away, because I had to kind of go through and go, wait a second. We haven't seen him in a while, so he must have been sick for quite some time, because he was always pretty visible, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was pretty visible, but he changed his life. He started off as a youngster as a gospel singer. A lot of these people came from places. He came from Macon, Georgia. He left his family. He was taken in by another person at 13. His father accused him of being gay, so it basically threw him out. Little Richard came to be known for his songs that featured simple lyrics like this stuff, "Tutti Frutti, Good Golly, Miss Molly." Sold millions and millions and millions and millions of records. He retired. He had a heart attack in 2013. But he became also a minister at some point along the way, and I've forgotten when exactly that was. But so many people, so many musicians, I noticed it was interesting that McCartney said publicly over the weekend when he found out about this that he owed a lot of what he does to Little Richard. As a matter of fact, he said he learned everything he knew from Little Richard. Wrote a tribute for him yesterday. From Tutti Frutti to Long Tall Sally to Good Golly Miss Molly to Lucille, Little Richard came screaming into my life when I was a teenager. I owed a lot of what I do to Little Richard and his style, and he knew it. He would say, "I taught Paul everything he knows." I had to admit that was right. McCartney also added, quote, "In the early days of the Beatles, we played with Richard in Hamburg, got to know him. He let us hang out in his dressing room. We were witness to his pre-show rituals with his head under a towel over a bowl of steaming hot water. He would suddenly lift his head up to the mirror and say, "I can't help it because I'm so beautiful." Yeah, that's something that he was... I came across him once myself, and he was just a trip, man. He was just a trip. The Beatles would later cover a lot of Little Richard tunes like Long Tall Sally. This is them doing that. Actually, it's Paul. Lucille, "Hey, Hey, Hey." I thank him for all he taught me and the kindness he showed by letting me be his friend. "Goodbye, Richard." And a wop, bop, a doolop, a bop, bang, bang. That was, McCartney saying that, not me. Although I might have said it a few times myself over the weekend. Following the death of the king of rock and roll, many of the artists who Little Richard inspired, including the Rolling Stones, Elton John, John Fogerty, Bob Dylan, and more, paid tribute to the music icon. I don't know that he was... I don't know who considered him the king. Elvis is always going to consider the king, but he certainly was an influencer that that has had to be acknowledged because he was so prolific. So, anyway, we all got... I do, anyway, lots of memories. And I think that, in a way, he was a breath of fresh air. Let's put it that way. And did he act gay? I guess I did, but so what? Whatever.
What does that mean? I think
what does that mean?
Flamboyant is better.
Yeah. It's 28 after the hour.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318 to make $5,000 back from your tax return.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 137,000 Americans could die from coronavirus by early August, according to the latest projection from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics. They say they base the new projection on people moving around more as states begin lifting stay-at-home orders. As of last night, more than 79,500 Americans had died of the virus. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is pushing back against former President Barack Obama's criticisms of the government's response to coronavirus.
With all due respect to the former president, and I really don't want to get into a political back and forth here. I don't know what he's talking about.
Obama had spoken on a conference call with former members of his administration.
It has been an absolute chaotic disaster.
That clip obtained by Yahoo News. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
COVID-19 is affecting much-needed heart and other transplants. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents and other traumatic events that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing, the nonprofit that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week by the middle of March. On the one-year anniversary of my heart transplant, for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The world is remembering rock and roll icon Little Richard, who died at his Tennessee home on Saturday. He was 87 years old. The artist's longtime guitarist, Charles Glenn, said he'd been sick for about 2 months. The cause of death is still unknown. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's time 34 after the hour on the Monday DJV program. Welcome to May the 11th. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The world continues to turn. Things continue to change. Some things are happening that are good. Some things are happening that are not good. We talk a lot about death and the people who are dying. One of the stalwarts, I can't remember when this guy wasn't a part of some sort of entertainment in my life, and I didn't realize he was as old as he is, frankly. Victoria, will you tell us the story of Jerry Stiller passing?
Yeah, Jerry Stiller was 92 years old. He passed away over the weekend of natural causes, according to his son, Ben Stiller. Ben put out a tweet saying, "I'm sad to say that my father, Jerry Stiller, passed away from natural causes. He was a great dad and grandfather and the most dedicated husband to Anne for 62 years. He will be greatly missed. Love you, Dad." And like you were saying, Doug, he's been in so many things.
Ben Stiller and Ann Mira, the two of them.
Yeah. And you know why I love it? So this is so silly, but Ann Mira was actually one of the greatest characters on All My Children. I used to watch that soap opera with my mom all the time. We used to love her. She played the character Peggy, and she was like amazing. And when I found out that they were married, because I didn't know for years that
they were
so married.
Funny looking together.
They're such
she
a
was
great
so
couple.
Tall, and he's so short. You know, that was one of the things, but they obviously really,
though.
They were like Mel Brooks and...
I was just thinking of Anne Bancroft. Yeah.
Anne Bancroft, yeah, right.
Well, they met in 1953 at a casting call, and then a few years later,
really?
They became Stiller and Mira, the comedy team, And in the 60s, they were on the Ed Sullivan Show. They did a bunch of variety shows.
Yeah.
And then Ann Mira passed away in 2015. And like a lot of those long-term, long-married couples who seemed really in love for all that time, Ben had actually commented that his dad was never the same again after his mom passed in 2015. So he had a long life and lots of love, and it seems like, for sure.
Frank Costanza.
I would say that's probably the best role that my generation knows him of, George Costanza's father in Seinfeld.
From Seinfeld, yeah.
He was also on The King of Queens about a decade after Seinfeld ended. He was Arthur Spooner on King of Queens.
Well, he's been on stuff until fairly recently. What's his, do you have access to his last acting credit? I think he was not been long that long ago that he was on some TV show. I am not remembering what it was exactly, but his presence, really strong presence in entertainment. And he was such a natural, or at least maybe...
Zoolander 2, that was the last thing he did in 2016 with Ben.
With his son, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He was such a natural, or at least he seemed like such a natural. So, God love him. Yeah, but as I said when we get started, time marches on, things change. There's so much change now around us. Change is mostly for good. I say that in thinking about where we are, and I'm conflicted here because of what I was talking about before and what we've given up and how we've lived our lives in the last 3 or 4 months. We've limited our freedoms, and at what cost has all of this been? One of the things that, even though there are a lot of costs that are very negative with regard to this, there's another side of this that's been very, very positive. Even though the airline business, the automobile business, the oil business, all of those things, the use of all of the things that create pollution are down, emission levels are down sharply, unbelievably, in some measurements. The negative numbers here, the way that things have changed, looking at the pristine Venice canals, looking at the sky over Los Angeles, looking in New Delhi at the blue sky there, the way that things have changed. The Earth, in a manner of speaking, is breathing a lot easier without all of the pollution that we have been spewing into the air.
Have been charted doing, they've changed their migratory patterns. Yeah. Whales and sharks are now in different areas. It's really...
Yeah, sharks just ate someone in California.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of normal for Northern California, but yeah. I don't know. It's kind of... It would be... I would think it would be difficult to make the argument that we're not affecting the Earth when you look at how, like, everything you just listed, how the Earth has gotten a breath of fresh air throughout all this. I don't know. People who don't say that we're damaging the Earth with all our man-made crap and pollution. You know, I mean, it's...
But think about where we'd be without the Industrial Revolution. Again, this is a balancing act. It's like the scale. The Industrial Revolution of started in the 1870s, about 1878, really, for a year on it. And then it goes from there to where we are. The amazing strides that we've made. Now we're not in the Industrial Revolution anymore. We're in the Technological Revolution. And the way things change, you're not going to turn the clock back. I'm going to change the things that have happened that have brought us to where we are. The world has changed more in the last 150 years than it has changed in the last 1.5 million years. It just is, maybe even 1.5 billion years in terms of numbers of people. There's a book that was written, I remember reading a number of years ago, called The World Without Us. And this guy examined what it would be like if humans were to disappear, the changes in the planet, the ramifications that we don't have this species that seems to be fixated into destroying itself. That was one of the things that I read that. We are, in a manner of speaking. It's pretty speculative as to how, how do you really know what would happen. But there are places. I mean, is there anything about life on Earth that isn't influenced by men? When you get right down to it, we have been in charge here for, 30,000, 40,000 years, in a manner of speaking. Some more than others. But by the way, there's no place on the planet that the air is cleaner than China. China's air and the pollution that it sends over to us that goes across the Pacific has the skies are just as clear as could be. So we have what is called progress. We have factories. We have industry. We have toxins. We have businesses that are vying to outdo somebody else because they want to make more money than the other guy, or they don't want to have a competition. And we've gotten ourselves into that circumstance with farming. We don't know where the food, but I'll tell you something. I've woken up the last couple of weeks. It's become obvious to me that people are very conscious of the food supply. Very, very conscious of.
Well, when stores are
running
empty.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the first time I think Americans have really, well, most Americans, maybe during the Great Depression it looked that way too, I don't know, but this is two generations, three generations, boomers, millennials, Gen Z, this is the first time any of us have seen empty shelves in stores.
Yeah. Right.
And it's consistent. You know, meat shortages, grocery,
and you're just seeing the
shortages.
Beginning of the meat shortages. You're just seeing the beginning
of
that. Today, as long as we're talking about eating, is National Eat What You Want Day. Perhaps,
AKA parentheses, every day in quarantine.
Yeah. Well, if you can find what you want, is the what I put in brackets. Restricting yourself and your favorite foods can be kind of difficult. That's why today, May 11th, we celebrate National Eat What You Want Day. Today, people are encouraged to treat themselves by giving into their sweet tooth. I do that pretty much every day. I don't do the carb-loading thing anymore. Eating breakfast for dinner.
Cookies have no carbs, right? Ice cream has no carbs.
No.
Not if you break them in half or all the stuff falls
out. Well, pasta is what I stay away from. Unless I found some Udi's. How do you pronounce it? U-D-I-A?
Udi's, I think, yeah.
I found a pasta last week that's gluten-free, and it's quite good. I liked it. And then you gave me something like Banda. I haven't found it yet.
Banza? Yeah, that's Banza. Awesome. Yeah, B-A-N-Z-A. That is so good.
All right, so here's the full ranking of foods Americans say they would eat every day if they didn't have to worry about the consequences.
Cheese.
Hold on. I'm going to do the top 10 list. I'm going to do it from number 10 to number 1. Okay, you ready?
Right.
Top
yes.
10 foods Americans would eat every day, according to surveys, if they didn't have to worry about the what-ifs. At number 10, chips. Potato chips. Love them. Right? Things like Doritos, I suppose, are in that category as well, would you say? Right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Cake. Number 9. Yep. 8. Donuts. I just found some gluten-free donuts.
Oh,
they were awful.
One.
Oh, no, terrible. Gluten-free donuts. Number 7, French fries, if they're good. We have a truck that participates with us on the weekend on the farm. We have it's a food truck with the ice cream, and they have the best fries. Yum. I don't eat a lot of French fries, but they're when they're good. I hear that there are a lot of fast food chains are good. Some of them, you know, you can find good fries and have really good yum. And then others are woof. Chocolate is number 6 on the list of the top 10 things that Americans, that would be, this is not my list. This is a general list. Number 5, tacos and burritos. Yeah, you like that stuff, right? Both of you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you
like tacos and burritos? I don't care that much about them. Ice cream's number 4. Yum. Burgers. Now, see, the top 3, number 4 is number 1 for me. But number 3 are burgers. Number 2 is pasta. Number 1 is pizza. Pizza, pizza, pizza. These guys that own these pizza stores, unbelievable. The national chains have gone.
Why don't you like pizza? I always thought that you did. You don't?
Oh, I like it, but it doesn't agree with me. It gives me horrible. Oh. Yungabungus. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Doesn't?
Good to know.
Thanks.
Skip that next time you're coming over for dinner.
Right, exactly. So in terms of of other food news, Dunkin' is now selling plain donuts. Right. Dunkin' Donuts started selling do-it-yourself decorating kits, according to store managers. People can't wait to get their hands on this. You're going to decorate your house with donuts? Why?
Not your house. You get plain donuts. Why is this difficult to understand? You get a box of plain donuts, and it comes with different types of icing and sprinkles, and you decorate
you do it yourself
your own donuts.
Oh, I thought they were decorating the house with the
donuts.
These kids. Hanging them on the outside.
Down. You're so good. But these kids are like so popular now. Like all the taken home boxes are huge. They're huge.
Plus, you're also paying a premium. If you get four donuts, it's $6 to do it yourself.
Yeah, and a bag of ice.
Right. It's like, yeah. It's they're making a lot of money.
That may make it into our clip of the day department. The clip of the day from Friday was a discussion we had about Jason Alexander spilling the secrets behind Seinfeld. There's that at thedjvshow.com. Plus, there was also a great piece that we did on Thursday discussing embarrassing moments caught by live microphones. That was brought about by the flushing in the Supreme Court. But the clip of the day is kind of a quickie way of catching up with some of the conversation. We have to remember the mic is always open. Yes, that's true. So check out our clip of the day. It's fun. And then you can have the whole broadcast, you know. If you don't listen to it or don't have the opportunity to listen to the whole thing when we're live, you can listen to it at any point during the day, every day, as it repeats in cycle at Doug Steffen Show. Not Doug Steffen, good Doug. At DTVShow.com. I was just thinking about what was that. I put a couple of other things up on my Facebook page that were very meaningful to me this weekend, if you're interested in that. Meanwhile, treasures abound, Jennifer. Television news, Disney Plus is doing a National Treasure TV series. Well, that's Jerry Bruckheimer who did National Treasure, right? So this is, is it a film or is it a
series? A TV series on Disney Plus. Yeah.
Based okay. On it. Right.
Yeah. But also apparently there's a new National Treasure film in the works as well.
True. Oh, really? That one's going to have Nicolas Cage, and then the series is going to have younger kids in it. It'll be more for kids.
Okay. All right. That's good. I like those National Treasure
movies. I like those movies. Those are
fun. Quite good. Yeah, I thought they were fun, too. All right. So, Jen, what's on TV that's fun tonight? I hope there's not another episode of All Rise that was made in the can because the last
one. I think that was it for All Rise.
The season finale? Yeah. Okay.
You're safe. No, tonight instead you can watch The Bachelor. Listen to your heart. I haven't been able to bring myself to this one yet. But it's new tonight at 8 p.m. The season finale of 9-1-1, which has already been renewed. So if you want to check that one out, that's at 8 o'clock. And I believe, what's her name? Redhead. Connie Britton is coming back to the season finale for an appearance. You can check that out. Yeah. Roswell, New Mexico on CW. That's tonight at 9. And then a couple of other ones I think sound interesting. Bakeaway Camp with Martha Stewart. It's a four-episode competition where they get six home bakers in the great outdoors. That's on the Food Network at 9 p.m. The World According to Jeff Goldblum also is a premiere tonight of this new series that takes a look at the multi-billion dollar industry of athletic shoes. A second new episode that airs afterwards takes a focus on swimming pools. So The World According to Jeff Goldblum at 9 and 9:40 on National Geographic.
One of the things we didn't discuss in terms of people passing away was the passing of Roy Horn, half of Siegfried and Roy, who had
no relation, by the way.
Siegfried, no relation to Horn.
Roy Horn.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He was one of these guys that was very interesting. Just these guys.
He's the one got attacked by the tiger.
He got attacked by the tiger, had a stroke, and then whammo with the corona. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but a lot of entertainment came, the value of the entertainment that came from those two guys.
He was the original Tiger King.
Together, yeah, he was,
yeah,
actually,
both of them.
You could put it that way, yeah, right. So, none of us are immune, in a manner of speaking. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Three past the hour brings us around to Monday's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan here with me, Doug Steffen on the tech front. Microsoft is battling a dilemma. What's the problem? I thought I saw that Gates' wife was all over the place this weekend talking about the response to the coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, like, they've got a lot of money in their philanthropy work, trying to find a vaccine and cures and all kinds of stuff. Well, this is not related to them. This is related to something that all of us have fallen victim to, the reply all email. This is, now Microsoft is actually rolling out a new reply all protection feature for Office 365 and the Exchange Online. It's designed to prevent email storms, which are also sometimes called reply all apocalypses. And this is when hundreds or even thousands of people start replying to an email thread after someone forgets to BCC everyone or use a distribution list. And so then someone hits reply all, and then thousands of emails later, your inbox is completely overtaken with emails that you don't need to read. This has happened to every single one of us who's ever worked really in any type of office atmosphere, whether you're working from home, large company, small company, doesn't matter. Even amongst friends who don't, you know, for a birthday invite, that happened to us recently. I was like, oh, God, someone is hitting reply all to all of these emails. It's a disaster. So Microsoft, as a company, actually had their own reply all apocalypse, as they called it. Back in 1997, 25,000 people were on a distribution list, and they kept replying all to the thread. It generated 15 million email messages and took up 195 gigabytes of data. So Microsoft is no stranger to this dilemma. Alabama. So this new block feature will mostly benefit large organizations at first, and then it's going to be rolled out to get down to even just 10 reply all emails over. That's the way they're going. They're going to start with larger corporations, especially now with everyone working from home. Email is so essential, and so then they're going to fine tune it. And this is automatically going to be in the next update for Office 365, which a lot of large companies use. And Microsoft said that they were so overwhelmed by this incident in 1997 that their own Exchange mail servers completely crapped out, and they were rendered the entire company essentially communicationless because so many people hit reply all. It's also, you know, like I said, everybody knows, it's just a big pain, because most of the time, if someone's replying all, you don't need to see their response, and people end up replying to the reply all, please take me off this list, and
yeah,
it just keeps, you know, it's like a snowball
effect.
It's a snowball. So, really, anyway, this is great that Microsoft is finally battling this, because this is something that I know everybody has been touched by that.
All right, here's the story of Zoom making a move now to better secure the video conferences. They become very identified with all of that sort of stuff lately.
The Geek Out. We've talked a lot about security and privacy concerns around the Zoom video conferencing platform, but that certainly has not slowed its growth. Consider this. As recently as December 2019, Zoom was reporting 10 million daily active users, but as of just a few weeks ago, that number has shot up now to over 300 million. And to be fair, Zoom has publicly been working to fix bugs and patch security holes, but true full end-to-end encryption of video is not something Zoom does. So last week, it made a big announcement. It acquired a company called Keybase that does, and will soon announce a timeline for adding it. In the meantime, we've tweeted a link on how most securely to use Zoom for yourself at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, let's get back to it. On-demand food delivery apps, how are they doing?
They're doing really well, but they're also going to be in trouble in California, because services like DoorDash, Postmates, and Uber Eats are apparently aiding in a surge of alcohol deliveries to underage minors. And so the California Department of Alcohol Beverage Control, ABC, has just launched a new investigation, and they found that the situation is getting worse because people are just calling up or using the app to order alcohol, and they're not IDing anybody. And in most cases, people want to contact delivery, so they found that that essentially you order on demand from delivery services or even from restaurants that are now allowed to do takeout alcohol, which in the past you can't do. But if you order with food, apparently you can also order some wine or some booze with it. And so they're dropping them off at people's homes and not checking any ID. They found that 200 alcoholic beverages over the course of multiple weekends, 80% of the time they failed to check ID for minors. Lawsuit heading their way.
Yep, they have a big problem with that. All right, but that was a good report, Victoria, if I do say so myself. You could say it was a good job, too. How about that?
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.